And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Think Differently. Each of my guests is discussing a subject that requires us to think differently. My second guests are part of a truly virtual corporation with employees in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, Denver, Colorado, and New Jersey. We'll discuss the ABCs of cloud computing so we don't become digital dinosaurs with the co-founders of iSpaces. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Dermot Darty and Sonny Justice are the co-founders of iSpaces, a virtual company that recently launched the first free multi-desktop cloud computer. Dermot is former Irish League soccer player, a software architect, and developer who has taught advanced web applications at the University of California, Berkeley. Sonny is the chief pollinator at Burt's Bees for 12 years, and she was also vice president of communications for Griffin Development, the team that launched the Bath and Body Works chain, as well as Victoria's Secret's Bath Shop. Joining us from San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, Sonny and Dermot. How are you both today?
Hi, Billy.
Welcome.
We're fine.
Glad to have you both on the show. Thank you so much for being our guests. Now, I want to set the stage for some of my listeners who may not know a lot about cloud computing, and I'm going to have to cast it from my own personal experience. Cloud computing right now, it's the buzzword of 2011, no doubt about it. Everybody from technology companies to investors are muttering cloud computing. But it seems to me that we've come full circle, haven't we? I mean, in the late 1970s, it was Steve Jobs with the Apple II that told us we needed a personal computer in our homes and offices. At the same time, Ken Olson, who is then president of Digital Equipment Corporation, which is no longer in business, said there's no need for a computer in every home. We've spent the last 30 years populating our homes, our offices with personal computers. Now along comes cloud computing, which seems to me like a throwback to the mainframe days of the 1960s and the 1970s. So help me demystify it for me. What is the cloud and what is cloud computing?
Well, Bill, I think you're absolutely right. It has come full circle. The origins of computing were the mainframe. Engineers would tap into a mainframe, and all the power was on the mainframe. And in time, computing moved out to what's known as the age of the Internet with the advent of the PC age. Now what we're seeing is sort of like a hybrid model where there's still a lot of power on the edge, but the data is being stored in the data center.
You know, it's very interesting because if you really look at the original promise of the Internet, which, by the way, is the same thing as the World Wide Web, which was what it was originally called,
mm-hmm.
and now the nickname for the Internet and the web is the cloud, so the name is really somewhat synonymous. But the original promise of the Internet was always that someday you would be able to access all of your information and data from any Internet-connected device. And the reality is it has taken this last 30, 35 years to build the infrastructure and the high-speed Internet and the broadband connection capability that would actually allow the original promise of the Internet to become a reality at this time.
All right. Well, that makes some sense, and that demystifies it for me. Thank you very much. But let's break it down for the listeners. What are some of the advantages of moving from personal computers towards cloud computing?
I'll start off, and then Dermot will certainly be able to add more technical advantages. I offer a great perspective from people because even though I'm working as the head of this company, from a technological point, I'm more of a techno-meek. You know, I'm not that easily one to move with paradigm-shifting technologies. But the beauty of the cloud is that it truly, truly can simplify your digital life. Now, is it a switch? Is it a paradigm shift? Yes. But in 5 to 10 years, everybody's going to be living in the cloud, so we might as well start understanding how it benefits us. When you store your information in the cloud, you can access it from Internet-connected devices. You aren't hypothetically tethered only to one machine. That is the dream of cloud computing, that you get to unleash yourself from your machine and have access to your information and data from Internet-connected devices. And so what we find happening, originally there has been a really huge growth in web-based applications, cloud-based applications, things, fantastic services like Dropbox, for file solutions. And, you know, there's just so many gazillions of web applications out there that are getting you ready to do things in the cloud. I mean, most of us are cloudies and we don't even realize it, you know, because most of us are using social networking tools, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Most of us have cloud-based or web-based email addresses with Google and Yahoo and all the different web-based emails that exist. People are doing banking online. They're paying their bills online. This is cloud activity. They're already doing it. So what's going to evolve next is literally completely untethering you to your machine and letting you have the capability to access anything that you have in your data and applications through any internet-connected device. And that's the real beauty of the cloud. And beyond that, we can offer some amazing things that haven't existed before, which I'll let Dermot describe, like persistence.
All right, Dermot, what do you have to add to that? By the way, we're talking to Dermot Darty and Sunny Justice, the co-founders of iSpace. What would you add to that?
Well, the big benefit I also see is data security. Basically, if you store your data on your laptop only, it's a big risk because your laptop could get lost or stolen, or your hard drive could get scratched and crash, and then there's a potential that you could lose all of your data. With the cloud, iSpace stores your data in two places, so it's already on two disks, and that data is also backed up to an external source. So a big advantage is that your data becomes more secure.
All right, and that is a good thing. But, of course, it brings up for companies that are dealing with sensitive data, whether it's customer information or things like that, it brings up the whole issue of privacy. If I put my information out on the cloud, somebody else is in control of my data. Now, that's a little bit scary to some old-school companies that really value the privacy of their information.
That's true. And that's something that really it depends on the application and the provider. And it's about building trust, and it's about building a secure service as well. For example, iSpace, we decided that we ultimately had to encrypt all traffic in and out of iSpace. So that was the only way we could guarantee 100% security. iSpace is not available in a non-encrypted mode. And then there's other techniques that we can show a potential business or a potential customer that we have implemented to allay those fears.
Okay, well, let me ask a follow-on question if I can, Dermot. Is there room for many clouds out in cyberspace? I mean, can there be private clouds and public clouds?
Yes, absolutely. There is going to be a lot of clouds out in cyberspace. iSpace itself right now is a public cloud, but we have been approached by some businesses to implement a private cloud, essentially running iSpaces themselves inside their own offices. So yes, there's going to be private clouds, there's going to be public clouds, there's going to be hybrid clouds, there's going to be we're really at the dawning of an incredible age of computing because of the cloud. It's going to be more successful and bigger and better than anything that has happened before in computing, just by the very nature of the cloud itself.
We're talking to Dermot Darty and Sunny Justice. We're talking about cloud computing. It all sounds very wonderful, and not to steal a phrase, all very sunny. However, there are some disadvantages to cloud computing, and one of the more noticeable failures of cloud computing happened just a few weeks ago. Amazon, which is one of the largest providers of cloud computing to retailers, lost service for several days for some of its customers. Notably, not Amazon, but some of its customers. So if a customer is doing anything that is mission critical on computers, such as transactions, collaboration, et cetera, what ways is using the cloud compromise these applications? Or put it another way, how safe is the cloud?
That was a pretty big deal for Amazon and for cloud computing itself. But I think instances like that will ultimately help the cloud grow. Initially, it will affect Amazon and the confidence people have in their capability to provide uptime. But the cloud, everybody learns from their mistakes, and the internet gets to grow from outages and instances like that. And there is a lot of pressure from the media and from businesses themselves not to let outages happen. So I see it as being very valuable for the cloud itself, and actually I think that the Amazon engineers, they would actually benefit a lot in the longer term from having such an experience, because they now know how to keep their systems up, how to get them back online faster. It must have been very frustrating for the engineers when the outage happened, and that's what I noticed about it, was the loss of control. From a service provider's point of view, if you're not in control of your data center, then you're essentially sitting around waiting on Amazon to get their systems back up, and that must have been just very, very frustrating. I'm a systems administrator and software engineer myself. So I was just imagining that the engineers were probably just pulling their hair out.
No, that they were, and of course their backsides are still stinging from the licking that they took from a couple of their customers. Let's change gears and talk, if we can, Dermot and Sonny, about iSpaces. Now, you guys are truly an example of what we had with my first guest, digital natives who work where they want, when they want, through the cloud. So why did you start iSpaces, and how and why did you decide to make it a virtual company?
Well, iSpaces was really born from my husband's need to be able to access data from his many different computers while traveling. And it was becoming extremely difficult, as being an engineer, he would often work on seven different computers at a time. And being that we were moving around in different countries and living in different locations, it was becoming increasingly harder to have access to all of that data and information. And so it was really his own personal need to be able to access everything from any location anywhere in the world that began the brainchild of what iSpaces became. And, you know, iSpaces is really, it's a really paradigm-shifting technology. And when people ask us, how do you compare it to this or compare it to that, at this particular moment in time, we have lots of different applications and things out there that can be used through iSpaces, but there isn't anybody that's in an exact competitive position, because we're part computer, we're part OS, we're part browser, and we're part desktop. And the technology itself has created the first browser within a browser. So even though you can enter iSpaces from Windows or from Mac using Google Chrome or the latest Firefox 4, once you open iSpaces, you're now using the cloud browser, and that's the first browser that's actually a browser within a browser. And the capability that allows us is sort of like the holy grail of computing, because it allows all of your information and data in multiple desktops to be persistent. We've coined the phrase nonstop web, but this is what it really means. Let's say that you're at your work, and you're working in iSpaces, you have three different desktops, and in each one you have eight different browser windows open and five different tabs in every one of the browser windows, and you've got this going on in three different desktops. Then it's time to go home. You close your computer, you drive home, you open your computer at your office at home, and you log back into iSpaces, and everything you had open in every one of those windows, all those browsers and tabs are restored on the next computer in which you log in. So it's like that's the hallelujah moment when you realize that if you're using web-based applications to store your data and information, which everybody will be as they move into the cloud, then anything that's web-based can be persisted for you and from any internet-connected device. Well, right now, iSpaces works on computers. In the future, within this year, we will be moving it out into smartphones and tablets. But then it's really universally accessible. And the cool thing is you can have one computer for the rest of your life, because everybody loves to buy new computers, new devices, new phones, new tablets, whatever the newest, latest thing is. But now you won't have to sync anymore for the rest of your life. You'll just log into iSpaces from whatever new device you have, and here is your portal to all of your information and data that's held on the web. And so it's a whole new way of thinking about computing. And it's really the power of our cloud browser that allows this new method of web living and simplified digital life that's persistent to exist.
Wow.
So it's really, really paradigm shifting. And some people, of course, you know, people hate to change, but eventually we all have to, because the things we were using before don't exist anymore. You know, whether it's from how much can we date ourselves, from, you know, tapes to CDs to, you know, laptops to tablets.
Sonny, I go back to punch cards. I got you beat by a long shot. We're talking to Dermot Daugherty and Sonny Justice. And just, we've got to wrap it up. But Sonny and Dermot, if people are interested in what you're saying, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about iSpaces, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Yes, just to iSpaces.com. And that'll take them right to our homepage. There's a great tutorial to show them how to use it. And it's really simple. It's got a lot to still expand, many more things coming in the future. But it's free, and it's your first cloud computer. It's your first portal into the cloud. So it's really cool to go and experiment with it and start to understand what the future is going to look like.
Well, I like the fact that it's free, and you can find it there at iSpaces.com. Sonny and Dermot, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Bill. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.